Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Factor.
Thank you, Foghorn.
Pre-prepared meals, I say. So, yeah.
So Sam was my favorite.
I know. Sam has a discount code coming up at the end of this podcast so that you can save some money doing that. Jody and I have been eating them lately, too. You know,
we have. They're fabulous. Of course, Murphy can't have the shredded chicken taco bowl because of the cilantro.
Oh, that's okay. They understand that.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so on Friday, I love to dig into your email and comments and the ones that we don't get to in show. And I posted this picture this morning. I posted the picture of when you and I, Murphy, showed up where Taylor was having her graduation pictures where we were hugging each other, about to hug each other. And the photographer, our friend, snapped that moment. It was just this crazy good picture. There's so much goodness going on in our family right now. And mainly it's because of how happy she is. She is so excited to be graduating. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get to some of your comments about this and other stuff that we talked about in the show this week. But, you know, I was thinking about it last night. We went to dinner with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she graduated high school in 2020, COVID. And a lot of 2020 high school graduates did not get a graduation.
Right.
She did because her high school was awesome enough to, they pushed it into, I think, June in the summer. They pushed it a little bit late and we did a very socially distanced.
Well, they did it outside, right?
Outside, yeah. It was a hot day. But it was also a difficult end to her high school career because she didn't get to go to prom. They were sent home and they never went back. And so I'm so excited about her being able to graduate, you know, from college next month. Mm-hmm. She graduates and then come in here today and we're doing three things to know today. And one of the big stories is that USC has canceled the class of 2024's graduation ceremony because of the protest. A lot of college campuses are having to really take a look at security right now because of the protesting.
Right.
And one of my first thoughts was those kids, a lot of those kids graduating 2024 were COVID high school graduating kids.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Whose graduation was taken from them. Yeah. Unless they did the drive thing, you know, a lot of the drive-by graduation, get your diploma.
And well, it wasn't normal.
Probably. It wasn't normal. Right. No. It just made me think of, you know, of all those kids that are graduating.
Well, especially after the hard work that you poured into college, which is its own level itself. You know,
look,
high school, a diploma from high school obviously is
it's hard
awesome
earned too.
Diploma, right? It's awesome accomplishment, yes, and hard earned. But, you know, your college life that you've invested money into and everything else and time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears, it is an accolade that you should be able to enjoy.
I know.
I mean, so maybe they will actually reschedule it.
I'm hoping that they do.
Right.
I mean, they have time and I would hope they would be hearing from some of the families. I'm sure they're going to reschedule it and move it because those kids deserve to walk across, whether they were, you know, class of high school 2020 kids who didn't have a regular graduation or not. Right. Still.
And you're talking about thousands and thousands of kids.
Yeah. You're not talking about a small class anyway. On to some of your comments about that picture we shared. We just like sharing our life with you. And that is literally the buzz that's going on in our family right now. It's about her graduating from college. And she is so happy. And it's a special moment in time. And we know her life will be, it'll be a pivotal situation again really soon.
Mm-hmm.
Birgit says, I've been listening to you guys for over 14 years. I can't even with this picture. I can't even believe it.
Oh.
Lisa, I've been listening to you since before she was born. How is she graduating from college? Thank you for that, Lisa. So much of that sentiment. Like how did she? But
we wondered the same thing.
Brag on her for a second. There's no wrong way to get there. There are some people who, you know, take breaks and then change their majors and go to school for a year and then decide to go back or maybe never decide to go back. There's no wrong way to find your way. But Taylor is, she went straight through and she never took time off and she worked the whole time she was in college.
Yeah.
Did she do summer school too? I mean, classes during the summer semester?
No, the first year she had to do a virtual one, and I don't remember.
It was a COVID thing.
It was a COVID something messed up a class schedule, but other than that, no. She would use her summers to focus on work, which actually really was a good smart thing for her to do.
She would work and save money in the summer, but she also did her. She has a good balance because she would also go to the beach with her friends and spend time and stop for a little while. But when it was on, it was on. So that's another thing. You know, it's not just I'm proud that you have this, that you put your mind to this and you have this degree. And I'm going to express that to her. I'm so proud of how, you know, balanced she has been with it. Our girls want their own money and they work for it, you know. You know, they want to have spending money and all of that. So she just worked through herself through college, too.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic. So thank you for all of that. Let's move on to some other emails that have come in. We talked about solo travel being the trend in travel right now, and it really is. And they also call it quiet trip. I think it's called quiet, where you go and you just chill with yourself. It's also a trend. Carla says, I have done solo trips multiple times. My favorite was Key West.
Oh.
But I enjoyed them all. Key West would be a cool place to enjoy, like, you know, on your own, right?
Yeah.
This is an email that came from Sonia for you, Sam. Sam, your cheat sheet with the baseball, the names and the numbers.
Yeah, the Little League kids' names. Yeah.
Yeah. After a few games, you won't need it anymore. The names, the number, and the faces will stick with you.
Yeah.
And have fun. I miss those days of coaching and playing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the last game is next week, so just as about the time. I think I got it now. Well, it's too bad. We're over.
I think it's still important, though. Because
it's coming to me.
You need to say something to one of those kids. You want to call them by name.
Yeah, especially when you're the base coach and somebody hits the ball and you want to tell the kid on second to run. I don't have time to be flipping around my pocket. Going, yeah. Turn around. Let me see what number you are. Eight. Davis, run. He's out already.
What are you going to do with the laminated card once the game and the season is over?
Aw, memento. It's a little bookmark.
Yeah, maybe I'll put it up with all my other Little League baseball stuff. I have some stuff for when I coach Sammy's team.
Okay.
A hat signed by all the kids.
Yeah. Oh,
very cute.
A little thanks coach trophy.
Aw.
Keep it in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep it there. That's cute. I like the idea of something that means something to you as a bookmark. In fact, I don't have
bookmarks. Oh, yeah.
I don't have bookmarks. I have things, old lanyards that mean something to me.
Yeah.
Like we went to a football game and a friend of ours invited us into a suite,
mm-hmm.
which I had never been before. And my name was on that laminated thing. That's my favorite bookmark.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know.
I can use it as a bookmark on my Kindle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Why?
Take a picture of that.
You never crack open a real book.
No, I do. And I've used bookmarks or anything like that in the past. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this is an email from Heather. How much do I love this? We talked about, I think earlier in the week, I know it was earlier in the week, it was National Bus Drivers Day. And we were like, hail to the bus driver.
Yeah.
We don't know how you do it, but thankfully you do. Heather says, I want to say something about bus drivers. I am a school bus driver. The company I work for requires us to give the kids assigned seats.
Okay.
I personally don't have a problem with the kids sitting where they want as long as they stay out of trouble. Once they do something against the rules, they get written up or I move them to the front depending on what it was they did. I've also found that it's not always the cool kids that sit in the back. I've got some very quiet kids that like to sit all the way in the very back of the bus.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I know I'm rambling. No, you're not, Heather. But I had to give my two cents. Love the show, Heather.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. We all had different experiences with that. I guess Sam was talking about the cool kids being at the back, but we had to, the bus for us had to be loaded in the order that you were picked up. Mm-hmm. So, and since I was one of the early ones, it was to the back to start. Yeah, exactly. And it was to keep, you know, I guess it's really efficient for the bus driver that way, too, because you know where you're going. The bus is not sitting there waiting to find a seat, you know,
and
other things that just hold up and delays the actual arrival time at school.
Our bus driver would not wait for you. And so that was added pressure in the morning. And you know where I lived, Murphy, I've taken you. It's literally a circle. You drive into this neighborhood and there's a big circle. And my house was on that front drive-in.
But so did they give you a second or two? Or was it like...
You had to be out there or she wasn't going to stop.
Really? I didn't know that tractors could move that fast. Oh, wait, it was a real school bus.
All right, Jody, get in the wagon with everybody else.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm going to let that slide. Although the first school buses were like wagons.
Yeah.
I read about it earlier this week.
Do you ever... play with the kids whenever you pull up behind a school bus now?
I do wave at them.
Because there's always kids in the back that are trying to make you look at them because they're doing goofy stuff.
I like to see the kid who's being thoughtful, who's just looking out. And I like to give a little love, like, you know, you're going to make it through this time of your life, I promise. I want to kind of give them all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to when my bus driver was fast. And if you weren't outside standing there waiting, she would fly past you and she would honk so you'd know.
Oh, but wow.
She would go around the block, and that meant be there on my way back out.
Oh, okay.
So I lived in the front part, and I was before the turn.
How long was the trip from the front to the back and back again?
5 minutes.
Oh, well,
that
she
had
bad.
To stop a few places.
Yeah.
So it gave me, it was nice, but there was a certain amount of shame for getting on late.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she was like, you weren't ready. Anyway, thank you for that, Heather. We love hearing from you. Emails, Facebook and Instagram comments. We do see and read every single one.
Hey, this podcast brought to you by Factor Meals. Factor is tailored to your schedule, and I'll explain that. They can customize the meals to whatever program you're on, if you're on a special program like keto or Protein Plus. And it's not a program, not a deal where you have to get in and every week you have to order. If you want to take a week's break, you had that too. They sent you the email, said, hey, you're ready to order next week?
And I was
whoa, I still got
skipping.
Meals. We're going to wait a
I'm
week or so.
I'm going to cook next week again.
Yeah, so it's not like you're paying every week, even if you don't want the food.
Or if you're traveling or whatever's going on with your family.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Factor, it's fast, premium meals, no need for cooking. They come to the door, you microwave them for 2 minutes, and you've got a gourmet meal on the table. And you get a gourmet meal for 50% off if you use our special code. Factormeals.com is the website. The code is MSJ50. MSJ50 gets you 50% off your first box, 20% off your second box. MSJ50 at factormeals.com.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.